Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Can you pot up Jennifer, Brittany, on the board? Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys and Brittany.
Yeah, I can see this is a home week, eh?
Oh, I mean, wow. You really? Yeah.
I thought I sent you a message, huh?
What?
Did you send us a message?
I did, but see, people don't look at messages.
When did you send us a message? Fine.
We exchange 1,000 messages a day.
Don't worry about it.
Last message I got from you, OMG want, this is the best shirt in the world.
No, it was on our chat here.
The chat.
Yeah.
P.S. A train got to me once again. Home show, y'all.
Sure. Exactly what I said.
Give me the exact temperature. 104 is the highest it goes.
Yeah.
You can survive those temperatures.
Nobody
said you
could.
For
a whole hockey game.
All you had to
You can't.
Yeah, you definitely could have.
No, you can't.
You definitely could have, dude.
Dude, you guys are idiots.
All right.
Are you familiar with the term dehydration?
You don't think you could have taken.
Familiar.
You don't think you could have taken a few minutes off during intermission and put the Tootsies back in?
No.
Come on. Just take the blame for the loss and move on. You got no accountability. At least Nosek had accountability.
Yeah, because we saw on TV him throw the ball to a kid in aisle 5.
Also, hot tubs, they always say a temperature, and it's usually never the case.
What do you mean?
A little bit. It's always a little bit colder.
No.
Yeah. It was probably 96.
There's a thermometer in there.
Tell you where it was cold. Cat's locker room after that loss because of you.
I'm still waiting for the message that says anything about why you're home showing it.
Don't deflect.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so now she's using Tobin tactics. Don't deflect.
Let us get a weather update, Leroy, from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesman and Dover.
DeMesman and Dover. One big happy family. Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's 3 years, guys.
It's 3 years.
You always do this, and it bothers me every single time. It's 3 years. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Nah, yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I know DeMesman and Dover. It's only 2 years.
It's 2 years. One for each. So, here. It is cloudy, and it's hard to tell which way the wind's blowing, but the winds look like to be moving stuff at about 15 plus miles an hour.
Winds.
Right. I'm trying to look. I can't see any planes taking off or landing, which would help my situation a lot more. And the windows are dirty, so it looks a lot more cloudier than it actually is because of all the crap on the windows.
What do the trade winds say?
Oh, got it. Winds out of the east. Because I see a plane taking off over here.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm going to say winds out of the east, southeast at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Look like at times they might be gusting a little bit higher. It is cloudy. Not mostly cloudy. I can't see a bit of sun. And I'm going to say it's got to be over 90 degrees.
Poor beach day for me.
Beach day?
Yeah.
If you don't want to get pushed back in, I'd stay away from the water.
Look at those cars go by.
Am I the only one? Am I the only one that got that?
What part?
Huh?
What part?
He said, is it a beach day for me? I said, sure, unless you want to get pushed back in.
Is it a whale joke?
Yeah.
Beach whale. Good for you.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get that because I don't fat shame.
Yeah. A real changed man you are from Lent.
Lent was a long time ago.
Yeah. So is when I could remember the color of your beard.
See, that's why I do that. I do that because I know that you're going to take your hacks too. So anyway.
I just don't agree with your whole arguments on trades are silly to me.
Like, no, why?
Because your counterpoints are to the guys that I have no problem trading with. You're like, oh, you just assume he's never going to be a good player? Like, grow up.
Let me ask you this.
What's more likely?
What?
Jaime Jaquez becomes an all-star or Ja Morant has success in Miami?
Ja Morant has success in Miami.
Okay.
So, but here's what I would say about all of this. All the things that Pat Riley had a problem with, right? If you trade for a guy like Ja Morant, then it would make him seem like a hypocrite.
No.
Yes, it would.
Why?
Because he's hurt and he's suspended every year.
He's not suspended every year. He got suspended 1 year. Okay, he got warned, and he changed his celebration.
Didn't he get a couple of games last year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did.
He had the 1 year where he got suspended.
He got suspended for the gun thing earlier this year.
No, that was 2 years ago.
He got suspended this year.
No.
Okay.
Fined. Maybe
and
fined.
Hurt, and hurt.
He gets hurt.
Right.
He gets hurt.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's not taking it off to go watch the Miami Open.
Who are we talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Jim VP. That's not what Ja does. Ja likes to hoop.
He's tiny, man.
Did you see him get that bucket over Khalil Ware? And he's a tiny guy who flourishes amongst the trees. They call him the Lorax, dude. He speaks to the trees.
Anyway, I just think that if you're going to move heaven and earth for a player.
I don't think it's heaven. I think heaven and earth is a strong statement for this package.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. If you're going to trade three of your young players, right, for a player, the one thing that I would say you should be able to depend on is his availability. Now, the other thing is that you know how much Spo likes to play basketball a certain way. And with all these signings, we tend to be moving farther and farther away from that.
How so?
Defense first. You bring in Ja, that's pretty much.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, in the league, unless you're, other than the Thunder, most teams are playing with highly skilled backcourts that have a little bit of deficiency on the defensive end. Cleveland did it. Cleveland has two terrible defenders in the backcourt.
And tiny. And where are they?
They're home.
Watching with us.
They're home. So, I mean, they had a lot of injuries too, but like they're
yeah.
Your hope there is Khalil Ware is going to turn into a defensive force.
Here's what I would say. And you guys could chime in if you agree with me or not. I'm good with that. But I would say this. Based on what's happened the last 3 or 4 years in this organization, the one thing that would terrify me the most is signing a player that has injury problems. Because you just went through that, you just got upset over it, and so then we're going to sign a guy that also has injury issues also?
I didn't get upset over it.
Dude, you were ready to move on from Tyler.
What does that have to do with Tyler? What?
But I'm just saying, like, one of the problems that they had with Tyler and Jimmy.
Right.
And it was Tyler Herro. Would you go out and sign another guy like
Tyler
that?
Tyler Herro did just as many injury problems as John Morant did. And then he had a year where he was really durable.
He's your guy.
You know what else Tyler Herro needs? Somebody else to be his guy, because there's nobody else with offensive talent on the team.
I'm not questioning what the Heat need or don't need.
You know,
I get what you're saying.
None of this throwing three guys at Tyler Herro's face.
I understand that. I'm merely just saying, like, is it worth the risk with all that you know up to this point with Ja Morant? I'm asking the wrong person. Because you're going to sit here and think about it, and then look, I can tell by the smirk on your face that you're full steam ahead.
But you're making it seem like I'm giving up Ware for him, you know?
No, I make it sound like I don't care who you're giving up for him. If he gets banged up or suspended, you're basically right where you thought you would be, and he didn't turn it around. So is it worth that risk? You say yes.
Maybe there's a little toxicity in Memphis, you know? Jaren Jackson Jr. I said that word correctly.
You did.
Jaren Jackson, don't you tried to do that yesterday, too. What was the word that I said correctly? Abominable. Can I tell you something?
Can I just say this?
Yes.
You sped through that word without enunciating. You didn't. Yeah.
Do you really have to say that word slower?
Yes. Abominable.
I'm proud of you.
You wouldn't do that on a regular sentence.
You know what was abominable?
What?
You leaving that hot tub and blowing the Panthers game
yesterday.
Come on. That's what was abominable.
Listen, I'm hoarse. I was dehydrated.
You need to sit your ass in there like UConn Cornelius.
Come on. I would have been like one of those lizards on the street that spent a whole day on the street.
A lizard that was up 1-0 in the Stanley Cup final.
Come on. I would have been like one of those charcoal lizards out on the street.
At least leave your toes in the hot tub or something.
My wife and I got into a little
bit of... The skeeters, though.
My wife and I got into a little bit of a tiff.
What about the skeeters?
Look, put your body in the pool and your legs in the hot tub.
You've been to my house. That's not even possible. The jacuzzi sits this high above the pool. How am I going to be in the pool with my feet?
You could do that.
My wife and I got into a little bit of a tiff because she's selfish when it comes to TV shows. And so we got a little bit of an argument. And I have a bit that I like to do. You're familiar with it. It's called the lizard bit. And sometimes if there's a stray lizard.
You threw a lizard on.
I like to, you know. Well, my son catches the lizard yesterday, and he goes, "Don't do the bit. You already been in one fight with mom today."
The most reasonable person,
this guy is talking to me about trades when the most reasonable person in this house is Tommy.
He's looking out for me.
What did you do?
He threw the lizard. Of course, I know his.
No, I didn't do the bit.
On your wife?
You did do it.
No, I didn't do it. If my son tells me not to do the bit, I'm not going to do the bit.
What did you
do? Who's the parent?
I threw it outside.
Who was the parent?
I put the lizard outside. Next time, though. Clean slate today.
Why would you throw a lizard on your wife?
He threw a lizard on me.
Why? It's hilarious.
Okay, but that's different. A wife?
No, it's not.
Leroy.
I was doing a live read, and he chucked a lizard at me.
I'm aware. I was around.
Did you not remember when I picked up the iguana and she ran in terror?
Yes.
You ever do that to somebody you love? It's hilarious. What kind of a question is that?
Don't do that to her.
If you've been with somebody for 19 years.
Why are you calling? She said, hey, this is
This is like wife bits. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Don't do that to mm-hmm. her.
You don't have wife bits? Your wife did a bit on you. You have a blue beard. Big Spoon gets what I'm saying. Funny.
Well, you can't throw a lizard on my daughter or my wife because they'd be like, oh look, it's so cute. Yeah. They'll go get a shoebox and feed it.
Yeah, but an animal.
My daughter found a woodpecker. She nursed it and fed it, brought it outside. It flew away.
Yeah, funny's funny.
It's not funny.
I don't think it's funny.
When I did it to you, it was hilarious.
I tried to play it off, but...
You did play it off well. I was proud of you.
Except for the big...
Take a break. Back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Florida Panthers dropped game one of the Stanley Cup final to the Oilers yesterday, 4-3 in overtime. In spite of having a two-goal lead, Sam Bennett, he had a huge pair. That guy's going to make some
money. Our seating arrangements, the way we're sitting on our cameras, makes Jennifer look like she's 7 foot tall and Brittany look like she's 4 foot eight.
Well, because I'm centered.
I just said it makes it look that way. Didn't say it was.
Look, I already told you I'm almost 6 feet tall, so it makes sense.
Really?
I think it's that giant gamer chair that she has.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's the long hair.
Was there a Halo tournament today? Is that why you're home?
Halo tournament?
Is there a Halo tournament?
I kind of prep for it, guys.
You got to get your thumbs ready.
I got my thumbs ready. I got my glasses ready, you know, just in case for my eyes. They hurt. Mm-hmm.
But what was your feelings on the catch, J-Fig? How did you take yesterday's game?
I'm not happy about the loss. Mm-hmm. However, it's okay. We gave him one.
That's what gentlemen do. That's what gentlemen do.
That's what gentlemen do. And you know what? I kind of don't want to say cats in five, but I will say cats in six.
But if you feel cats in five, I'm not going to judge you.
No. I've been feeling since the very beginning cats in six.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll let them slide.
Tobin only feels cats in five.
I always feel cats in five.
Yeah.
I get it.
I genuinely feel like if they would have won that game yesterday, we're talking Sweep City.
Nah.
We are. They're a good team. I'm not trying to discourage.
They're a good team. Like,
they're a good team. But I know my cats can flip a switch.
Okay.
I know once they – I believe in Paul Maurice finding those right triggers to adjust. I know everybody wants Nosek sent to the Yotes.
Mm-hmm.
Got some texts about that yesterday. Send him to the Yotes. I feel bad for him.
For who?
Nosek.
Now all of a sudden you have compassion towards an athlete?
I have a lot of compassion towards athletes. That's why I don't appreciate
you
when you say that.
No, you don't.
Because I was a little tough on Andrew Wiggins.
A little tough?
A little tough. A little tough. One guy.
You're evil.
I'm in the foxhole, dude.
The foxhole of what?
Any athletes that I like. The ones that I don't, dead to me.
Yep. I did see the way you were willing to give Jimmy $60 million.
Yeah.
You still wish you could do that?
Nah, betrayed me.
You still wish you could do that, though?
No.
Right? Okay.
No. Right. I understood the fears.
So did you say Pat was right?
Didn't matter if I said Pat was right. He said he was right.
Who, Pat said he was
right? Yeah, Pat said he was right. So what are they, you know, I think he's like when he was asked, do you apologize? He goes, apology?
like he's on our show.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Absolutely not. No apologies here.
Right.
Speaking of money, though, Sam Bennett's going to make a lot of money. Record amount of playoff
What
goals.
Happens if he wins the MVP?
Oof. I think you bring that right to the negotiating table. I think at that point, Bill Zito's like...
So many people would be so pissed.
I think at that point, Bill Zito's just like, come over here, you rascal.
I think they'll find a way to do it. Like, they let guys walk the last couple years. But nobody's good as Sam Bennett, right?
Mm.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
Like, there's some guys that have been contributors,
mm-hmm.
but not nearly as good as Sam Bennett.
No, that's...
How old is he?
28.
Was Florida wasn't his first team, was he?
No.
Okay. That's...
No, they traded for him.
He's 28.
I felt 28, but I wasn't positive. He's like, you're going to sign me till I'm 38. Works in hockey. From Marchand. Marchand was going to probably get like eight a year. He looks good.
He does.
He's playing his ass off. That's why I got faith. I think they're gonna, you know, they're gonna bounce back just great. I really believe that. What the hell's going on here?
Wait a minute. Why is?
Is this like grandma tournament?
No, because I'm like
mother daughter.
I don't know, but I know that lady over there.
We're distracted by the French Open right now. Coco Gauff's kicking ass.
But that lady on the she's providing zero to no help.
Yeah,
are there? Mother-daughter?
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. They look too adorable and coordinated not to be.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we will mix bag it because we didn't do it last hour. Take a break. Back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, we're back with you here, 560 WQAM. Let us get to the mix bag. All right, so last night, the Florida Panthers, they lose game one. We got to hear from our favorite goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky. He was asked why the team didn't play better. Here's what Bob had to say on that.
Okay, you know, it's everything could happen. So it's they're a good team. They played well, and so as we are. So it's overtime. Again, they score in the overtime. You know, it's a tight game, and it's we're gonna get ready for next one.
You know what he's getting ready to do? Reset.
Refocus.
Cats back at it tomorrow. Is game two. I may switch it up tomorrow, but I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. If I'm sitting somewhere and they got the lead, I'm not going to move.
What are you thinking of switching it up to?
I do not understand why you guys think that I should just risk health.
Please stop saying that. You're not risking health.
Dehydration is a real thing, dude.
Give me water. Do it in your mission.
Throw a couple ice cubes in there.
Clearly, two people that have not ever did anything athletically strenuous.
Clearly, somebody who has never been a sports
fan. Wow, okay.
I'm trying to teach you the other side of the tracks, dude. Selfish.
When was the last time you broke a sweat, J-Fig?
Selfish.
And you weren't at a concert where liquor was involved.
Wow. You know what? I don't know. You and your assumptions.
Really? Really?
You're being way too bold.
Doing a lot of lashing out for being a
jerk. Wait. Yep. Answer the question.
The last time I broke a sweat was possibly yesterday.
I think if you walk outside right now, I'm breaking a sweat.
True. It's
so damn hot out here.
Doing a little yard work?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay. Speaking of breaking a sweat, you familiar with Jaylen Waddle?
Yep.
Jaylen Waddle has been challenged by his new wide receiver coach to learn a new skill. Here's what Jaylen Waddle had to say at OTAs this week on what Coach Robert Prince wants him to learn.
Nah, man, RP brought like a whole, thing over here that we do. And he was challenging us to learn how to juggle. I learned how to juggle in like 2-3 days. I'm just saying, anybody can beat that. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was TikToking and some other stuff about this juggling. RP challenged us to learn. So, yeah, man, that's actually pretty fun. I'm trying to learn some new techniques, actually.
What's the juggling supposed to teach you?
Hand eye. A lot, bro. I'm talking about a lot. It's really tough. I ain't think juggling, but I learned in 2 days. If I ain't know, tell y'all that. I ain't tell y'all that. I learned in 2 days. If I didn't tell y'all that, 2 days.
You're proud of that, aren't you?
Hey, I'm telling you.
Jalen Waddle learned to juggle in 2 days. Can you juggle?
I could learn in like 2 seconds.
You could learn, so you can't juggle.
You know what? Give we have 2 seconds in the show. Do it.
No, wait, hold on.
Give me three balls.
You think you can? Wait, do you know how to juggle or you know how to juggle?
No, I know how to juggle. I know how to from watching TV.
Wait, what? So you just think by osmosis you just know how to juggle?
Yeah. Because I got good hand-eye skills.
Oh, but you got the one thumb.
Wait, stop. During Mormon Wives, there's a guy in the show that teaches how to juggle.
What, juggle all them women?
He has done that too, actually. Dakota.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Speaking of reality TV, this Love Island USA season.
I haven't seen it yet.
Terrible.
Sucks.
Stinks. You know what it's like? It's like going from, because season 6, generational run. They'll never be, I don't know if they'll ever be a class.
Once you had the best, really, what matters?
It's like when the Heat tried to make Josh Richardson the one option. It's like, we're 2 episodes in, no one is being a sleaze or a skank. You know, it's just, they kicked one girl.
It's early days.
They, it's not early days. Let me tell you something. When it comes to reality TV, you need to come out of the box strong. And the only thing that happened was one girl got canceled. They barely mentioned it. She's off the show. And it's the Miami girl.
Oh, that's the one
she's already off the show?
You guys send me messages.
But she wasn't.
I don't watch the show, but I get updates.
Well, the second they put her picture to show who was a contestant on the show, they were instantly ready to cancel her, too.
Yeah. Really? Because why?
She said no words on podcasts.
Very uncomfortable words.
Before the show started.
The words intangible should not say.
Mm-hmm.
Too comfortably.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead on and say this to all my people that lack melanin out there in the world. One of the reasons why I don't use those words is because I don't want you to feel comfortable using those words. So don't be out there thinking that because you cool and you down with the get down that you could just be out there saying anything.
Well, they didn't even like make it a thing. They were just like, they woke up day 2 of the villa and they're like, and she's gone. And that was it. She left the villa. That's what the Scottish guy said.
Oh, wait. So let me get this straight.
We canceled.
So it's Love Island USA.
Yeah.
And there's a Scottish guy doing it?
You don't understand. So he is, I forget his name, but he is the narrator for Love Island UK. He's so good at it, he makes the show. And so like last year they brought him in and they brought in Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. That's what made it a game changer, but then they also had a banging cast. Ariana and the narrator, they're going to have to carry this team like everybody, like D-Wade, hey, like D-Wade and LeBron without Chris Bosh.
When you say a banging cast.
Yeah. No, I just mean, they had a banging cast.
Was
that the one with the crying dude?
Yes. Crying dude who went into the pool? That was episode 1. Not an issue.
And then wasn't she crying too when he?
Yes.
He went like, wait a minute.
There's no cuckoos.
No, she was just confused the entire time. The one that was crying constantly was Kaylor.
Yeah, there's no Kaylor.
So
there's no Serena. There's no Janae.
My question is this. So Love Island is your relationship is on the rocks, and then you go to Love Island to see if you...
No, that's Temptation Island. That's Temptation Island. Love Island is simply they're looking for love. Nobody's together.
Yeah, but you can't be looking for love when everybody's horny on the show.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, they got 2 more episodes.
I gotta tell you something.
Out.
Y'all ain't doing it right.
What?
The youth of today. What? With all these shows and stuff. That's not how it works. Like 90 Day Fiance and all that stuff. No.
I'm just telling you right now, Love Island USA, I'm maybe more upset with the poor start.
Has there any been one of these things that's worked out long term?
Yes.
Love is Blind has actually worked out.
Yes. It worked out for a very good, a long time. Tommy Fury and Molly May worked out.
They're not together.
Yeah, but that's just because he was a rat bastard years after. But
they got back together.
They were together for years.
And I think they're back together now.
Of course he is. He's a loser. Where's he going to go?
Yeah. Also, all three of the relationships from last season are still going strong.
A year later?
Yeah. That's impressive. That's
Serena
impressive.
And Odell's brother.
I mean, on TV, that's kind of impressive.
It's kind of impressive.
I guess. But do you do realize that, like, you're already going into a relationship with a bit of a deficit if that's how you...
Well, right now the deficit is interest in this season because the first two episodes...
Garbage?
Garbage.
There's no...
So
explain to me,
because
I'm confused. So, Love Island is just a whole bunch of horny people and they go on like various dates and then they kind of...
No, you don't necessarily go on dates. You'll maybe get to go on a date as a reward for winning a game.
Okay.
Then some bombshells will walk in and they are to make you so horny that you want to leave your relationship.
Oh, so you hook up, like you start dating somebody and then they bring twist into the crowd.
Yes.
They bring some...
They're always trying
to break
up.
They bring some astrons. They bring astrons in.
Like when you get there, you're coupled up.
They're always trying to break you
up. As soon as you get there, you're coupled up.
Mm-hmm. You have to be in a couple the entire time. And if you're not in a couple, you're
vulnerable.
You are at stake to be voted off.
What if you don't want to be with the one you're coupled with?
Well, you gotta
find a way. You gotta weasel your way into a relationship.
You gotta figure it out.
When do they bring the new hotties in?
Every show.
So every show they bring hotties?
Yeah.
Much.
So
mostly, yeah.
If you're with an ugly duckling,
yep.
you're just hooking up.
None of them are ugly.
None of them are ugly.
Okay.
But some of them are boring and stupid.
Okay.
Fair.
So what I'm saying is, you matched up with somebody,
yep.
But you realize this ain't going to work.
Right.
Then just wait for the new hotties to come
in? Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you need, in Love Island, you need special ingredients of people. One, you need a dog, okay? So you need somebody who's going to go after everybody, right? And to 305 Maniac, who's saying you were watching the episode. 305 Maniac, I watched both. I do my homework. Shut up. Jeez. What you do is you need a dog. Who's gonna hook up with everybody?
So he's just out there like
you need a
he's hosing down everything.
Yeah, you need a couple that's a little too committed. All right,
too soon,
right? Too soon,
because those are the ones that somebody's gonna get their feelings hurt.
Right,
because
Aaron, you need a crier, okay? And they don't have any of that this year. Nobody's crying.
Well, in the preview, someone was crying, so like that's good news.
They started to get to a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I'm not going to Love Island to cry.
That's all they do.
Let me go over there and make them cry.
All these women got very offended because the first bombshell walked in and four of the guys wanted to go get the opportunity to couple up with her, even though she very clearly only wanted to go with Nick.
It's literally been 2 days. Like, what do you expect?
And they all got very, very upset. They all feel hurt. So maybe some drama is going to pick up episode 3.
So let me get this straight. So you've been coupled up with this guy for... 12 hours.
Essentially, right? Yes.
And a bombshell walks in, and they look at you, and they look at her, and they go, I got to tell you, I'm in.
So they're like, who wants to be eligible for the draft is basically what they do.
Right.
So four guys declare themselves eligible, and only one gets picked. So now the three of them got to skink back to their relationship, and they're all like,
And you're also missing a very important part. The bombshell gets to pick the person. They could steal the person from the couple.
Yes, they're stealing too. That can happen.
Oh, wait. So, whoa. This is a twist.
Watch an episode.
Hold on. So, let me get this straight. So, when they bring the bombshell in,
mm-hmm.
She comes in because she know no matter what.
Or he.
No matter what, I'm going to end up with somebody because I could just steal them.
Well, they do get to steal.
Yeah.
So...
Unless there's an open couple. Like, some people be like, oh, we're together, but not really. So, you know.
Yeah, but she might not want that person.
She may not.
But it's always the ones that are more serious with the girl that they always steal. It's always the case.
It's not always a strategy that works, though. Because sometimes, because the only rules are you got to sleep in the bed with them, but you don't got to do anything. right? And then some are even super respectful. They'll go sleep in the day bed or something like that. But either way, the whole point of it is the first two episodes have been useless.
Yeah, because, I mean, you ain't really, like, you're hooked up, but you ain't really hooked up yet.
Yeah, it's been silly.
So it's, anytime somebody new comes in, like, you can't be offended if, like, yeah, you cool, it was nice talking to you.
But the catch is they are.
They are what?
They are offended, so that's what makes good for good television.
Yeah, but there hasn't
offended?
Been...
Offended?
Nothing's been
Who would be offended after getting dumped after one date?
Well, because they claim that once you're in there, one day feels it's, like
no, it's ridiculous.
A whole week or two.
Yeah, because they're with you.
But
well, yeah. if you're it feels like constantly. A whole week, let me tell you something. If you're with somebody for a day and it
but
feels
I'm
like
it's
a week,
they're constantly
get
faces.
Out. Get out!
Any, they don't have any contact with the outside world.
So?
Nothing.
So they're
it's
constantly
just the
all they're doing
on
is drinking and having parties with
don't
hot look, people.
Don't listen they to these two. Even... They're sound that like the no. Your reaction is correct. They're crazy people.
No, they are crazy people.
It is crazy,
crazy
but I'm saying that. That's what they claim.
But I also could understand
you
that.
You
want to
know that I claim that? Because they're crazy people.
If you spend 24 hours with somebody, I mean, I feel like my feelings would be kind of hurt.
But mind you.
Like, so, 24 hours?
I'd be like.
But Leroy, this is what happened. The last season. Episode 2, Rob tried to drown himself because he was so upset.
Oh, the crybaby?
Yeah. And so this 2 episodes in, it's like, eh,
wait, but
some blindfold
I mean,
kissy.
I got to tell you. So wait a minute. So let me get this straight.
Leroy, watch 2 episodes.
The two,
all your answers.
No. The two people
all your questions will be answered.
That were crying over each other last year had only been together for 2 days?
Yes.
Yes.
And he wanted to drown himself?
Yes.
And she was.
That's what I'm saying.
She was. Run. She was carrying on because he was getting a little Rough Rider going on.
No. With, she was.
She was.
She kissed somebody else.
Right.
Leah.
So, hold on.
No, wait 1 second. That was only 2 episodes in. I don't remember that.
It was 2 episodes in.
I felt like it was maybe 5.
No.
So, this is. By the way,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
this is a stupid show.
No, it's not.
But I have don't questions.
But this is a bad season so far.
This is a stupid
Watch
show.
Watch the season. You're gonna love it, Leroy.
No, watch
All
last
I know
season.
is I saw the guy running away from the little seated area.
Oh, you're
like,
thinking no. You're thinking of Temptation Island. You're thinking
right?
of You're thinking
Stop
of
thinking about that show.
You're thinking
you,
of the
what,
dude
you have such
who
an attachment to that show.
What the hell was that guy's name?
Who was watching this girl?
No, you were no. You're thinking of a complete that's a Spanish Temptation Island.
Oh, the Montoya.
Island. Yeah, Montoya.
Yeah.
Montoya Ballard. Yeah.
When he like ran, he was running like what's his name?
No, that is not this show. But anyway.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.